Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and Because We Love You down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Giaca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnette has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnette.com or 322-2268. A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. TGIF. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Friday, November 4th. Well, now, where are you listening? We've got morning drive time. We've got afternoon drive time. Five stations, five different hours. Just so you listen somewhere. I want this to be the best hour of your day. I fill it with all the community events we can fit in. We do our mystery songs, our Joey English mystery songs, in coordination with Wink Martindale's special guest on Friday. Today, it's Kenny Rogers. We've been playing Kenny Rogers songs all week. We've got great interviews. We bribe you with the treasure chest. We give you presents. And at the end of our hour together, we play my music, which is bribery of another kind, isn't it? Sit back and relax. You know the drill. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Joey pals, you won't believe this. Friday, November 4th is National King Tut Day. Okay. Walk like an Egyptian, I guess. The Pride Parade is downtown Palm Springs this weekend, this Sunday. Take your family down there. It's so much fun. I got to ride in it one year. I was the something, not the Grand Marshal, but the Community Grand Marshal or some wonderful title, and I got a banner across me. It's fun for the whole family, and it's kind of unique in Palm Springs. So that's, you can go to daphealth.org and get details about that. Rancho Mirage presents the Festival of the Arts, November 5th and 6th, which is Saturday and Sunday, at the Rancho Mirage Community Park. You could go to Rancho Mirage Festival of the Arts at RanchoMirageCA.gov. Let's do that again. The website is Rancho Mirage Festival of the Arts at RanchoMirageCA.gov. Show's over. No. The Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler, who married my cousin, presents CAT, which is Creative Arts Temple, FNL, Friday night live, streaming brief Shabbat services with the Cutlers, selected Friday nights at 6 p.m. Follow them on Facebook, YouTube, and the live stream. The website is creativeartstemple.org. Last but not least, we've been building up to it all week. Our friend Wink Martindale presents his vintage visit with Kenny Rogers from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio, 1340 a.m. and then the two FMs, 992.3 and 101.9. Both of those are FMs. And let's see if I can say his website, winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, this is our Go Green Day. We start off with Ashley Metzger from
Desert Water Agency.
We have learned so much over the years that you have taught us. You wouldn't have thought water would be a rather interesting subject, but it surely has been.
Well, thank you.
I mean,
you know, I tell them I work in water, and it's like you can see their eyes glaze over.
Yeah, she bathes a lot. Yes. She showers all the time. What does that mean?
It's so fascinating to me.
Yes.
You know, all of the different facets that are involved in making sure that every time you turn on the tap, that water's there. Because in some parts of the world, that's just not the case. You know, we are very fortunate to live in a community that has water because it's the foundation for everything, right? We wouldn't have this wonderful tourism economy.
Or life.
Yes. So much of what we do here is based on that.
My latest is, and I am misquoting you, so tell me what the real statistic is. Because the DWA has issued an edict that restaurants cannot serve water unless it's requested.
Yes.
And I told, maybe it was Sochi, I told Mr. Jerry Keller, treated me to dinner at Lulu's with a bunch of people, and somebody requested water. And mm-hmm. I spoke up and said, I learned on my show from Ashley and Sochi that it takes, and I said, four.
You got it.
Oh, it's right.
Ding, 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 ding. It, wow, it's
da,
working.
Da, 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 da.
Yes.
It takes four glasses of water to wash one water glass.
Well, it's fine, and that's fine if that's what you're having to drink. But if you're also, you know, if you're having a
cocktails,
cocktail, you need water to stay hydrated. Yes. Let's not go, you know, go too crazy. But if you're having a Diet Coke, do you also need a water? I mean, if you want it, yes. But I mean, most people just leave it on the table and don't even drink it. So we've actually started distributing signs to restaurants around Palm Springs that have that information on it, that it takes four glasses of water to wash just one, that
water
they will
glass.
Only provide the water upon request, and that it's the restaurants really stepping up to do their part and train their staff, and not that they're offering poor service, right? It's something they're doing in response to our request to conserve during the drought.
I love it. So you go with me everywhere I go.
Wow, I can be that little voice
in my head.
Or the little water conservation cop on your shoulder.
Exactly. So tell us what you brought us today as we're heading into fall.
Heading into fall, and also hard to miss that it is election season. I cannot wait until I can go to my mailbox and not pull out about 50 stuffers with people's faces on them.
And they're killing trees.
Yes. Well, I wanted to bring it up because a lot of people don't realize that as a water agency, we are a public entity. So we're a government body run by a 5-member board of directors, and that board of directors is elected. And on Tuesday, on election day, people will get to vote if they are in one of the divisions that is up for election. So that's something that's changed in the past couple years. It used to be that you could vote in every election for, you know, anyone on the board, and they've kind of sliced up the pie based on where people reside geographically. And so some people will get a chance to vote now, and then 2 years from now, the other group of people will get a chance to vote. But gives you more access to elected officials and, you know, decisions on water that can really have huge impacts for decades to come.
Tyler and I, all my children, you can start doing this. How old are the babies?
Four. Three? And one and a half. I know.
Gosh.
I know.
Okay, it's time to start. All my children growing up, I taught them to sit with me while I voted. Absentee, even when I went in to vote, like we used to vote in person. Remember when we did that? But I always took whoever was living in the house at the time. So they grew up understanding that. To this day, Tyler's 34. He still will sit down with me, and we discuss the issues and do our absentee ballots together. I don't think there was a water issue on my ballot.
No, so I know where you live.
Uh-huh.
Don't be scared by that.
No.
You know, because you invited me. But yeah, your area, the southern part of Palm Springs, the part of Cathedral City that we cover, not in the election this time around.
Okay.
That'll be 2 years from now. We're talking about the northern part of Palm Springs.
Okay.
And then the parts of Desert Hot Springs and the surrounding areas that we go into.
And what did they vote on?
They are voting for their representatives to sit on the board. And the board then meets the first and third Tuesday of every month to talk about a variety of issues and make really big decisions that guide the agency into the future. And they really set the course for what we do. And
give me an example.
So our board will vote on anything from adopting a water management plan or a groundwater replenishment report to setting the water rates to approving budgets and capital projects to build new facilities. You know, they are making huge policy decisions. So it's really important that you know, a lot of the times the down ballot races don't get a lot of attention because people are, by the time they get down to the list, they're just tired and want to be done with it. But it's so important, and it will have such a big impact on the local community. Even the rules about drought and, you know, cutting back, and when do we do that, and what does that look like? The board members play such a key role in that.
Do you have a specific budget that they manage?
So we as an agency have a budget for all sorts of things that we do and currently do and that we are investing in for the future. And they oversee all of those spending decisions.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a big responsibility.
And is it a salaried position they hold?
No, it is not salaried. However, they do get a stipend when they attend official meetings.
My goodness. Because I think of you a lot more than I did 15, 20 years ago. Because when I see sprinklers that are broken, or I have my water bills are kind of huge right now, and we found some, you know, 98-year-old broken pipes.
Yes,
that
yeah.
We're fixing.
You're not the only one. We're finding that too in our pipelines. You know, just really old pipe that needs to be replaced.
And in the city of Palm Springs, you're talking about.
Yes. Oh, all around, and we are working really hard to make sure that our system stays in good shape. Because if you let it sit, then you know you could come up with some really serious problems. And not only is it an issue, but it can cause huge havoc. You know, you're talking about massive traffic interruptions. You're talking about huge water waste, overtime, craziness. So we try to be as proactive as possible to avoid that pain.
Whose bill goes up when we see
everybody?
Everybody's, not the city of Palm Springs, but everybody.
So unless the leak is on city property or private property, then it goes to whomever it belongs to. But if it's a leak of the pipe in the middle of the road, then yeah, that affects everybody. So when we replace pipeline, everybody pays for it. It's, you know, it's something we do collectively. And that's part of the benefit of being a utility and a government agency is, you know, it's something that's important for the whole community.
How long do your board members serve?
They are 4-year terms.
And there's 5 people.
Yes.
Rick's telling me we're almost out of time and I'm enjoying this so much. Okay, so there are 5 members. Are 3 being elected this?
That's right, majority. And there are no incumbents. So that means we are going to have 3 new board members.
How are they gotten up to speed? How are they educated? I mean, this is a whole different set of variables.
We've actually done, we did a tour with prospective board members. We had a couple events where we brought them up to speed. They, you know, they have had to learn really fast. And, you know, once they get elected and they're sworn into office, there will still be a learning process. And we'll work really, really hard to make sure that they have all the information at their disposal to make the informed decisions that they need to. But you're right. You know, it's like trying to drink water from a fire hose. It's so much information. So it will take time, and we'll work hard to make sure that everyone comes to the table with a great background.
How do you find people, or do they find you, to apply for these positions?
Well, again, they don't apply, right? They're going on the ballot.
Oh, that's right.
They're running for office.
How
do
you find the contestants? I can't think of the word.
Yes.
Candidates, there it is.
We don't find them. That, you know,
they find
us, and it could be anybody. And some people come from all sorts of different backgrounds, and it's wonderful because they're supposed to be representatives of the community. So you don't want 5 very similar people.
No.
You want people who are plugged in different circles and have different connections and come with a different institutional knowledge, or, you know, background of what kind of industry they've worked in, because everything, water touches everything. So anyone in the community could have something really valuable to contribute.
I love it when you're here. Website, phone number, hours, anything, kids' names.
www.dwa.org. And then hopefully we'll see some of you out there. We're going to be at the Pride 5K with some canned water this weekend. So happy Pride Week.
Canned water.
Not bottled water.
It's
more eco-friendly, Joey, to have it in a can.
Doesn't that sound funny?
Canned water. Yes.
Bless your heart. Take care of those kids. What are their names?
Dylan and Chase.
Still.
I didn't change them yet.
Bless your heart. Thank you. Phone number to continue the conversation with Ashley Metzger, Dylan and Chase's mother.
760-323-4971. And you can find me at extension 184.
It's Joey English with Ashley Metzger. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.